You love us too.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, if you're just beginning to stir from the covers, you'll probably have a big surprise when you're looking out the window. I know I did this morning. Boy, it really is beginning to look like Christmas this morning. We just got 6 inches of the fluffiest, powdery snow that you've seen in a long time. What a crazy week, I'll tell you. This weather pattern, I don't know if it's global warming or whatever it is, but it really is kind of crazy. Wednesday here in Kennebunk, Maine, it was 72 degrees. Thursday, it was 68 degrees. Friday, we were in the 50s. And starting about midday yesterday, it snowed like crazy, snowed most of the night. And now we have 6 inches of snow. So, you know, welcome to New England weather. It's absolutely crazy, but it's beautiful. Boy, it really should help to get everybody in the holiday spirit right now with the type of weather out there. And I hope where you live, you have a little bit of snow to get you motivated. Hopefully you had all your decorations out on your trees in front of the house and making the neighborhood look beautiful. If we can help you with ideas that you may have about your Christmas tree or poinsettias or all of the various holiday plants like calendula and cyclamen, or if you have questions on greens for inside the house or live plants to bring in the house, the Christmas tree itself, or maybe you've wanted to try to have a living Christmas tree, which would be a potted tree, the number to call is 800-259-9231. You talk to Jared, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together to give you a great, great winter and Christmas season indoors and out. Now, if you're going to be selecting plants to bring home, remember, you know, there's snow on the ground now in most areas. And if there's snow on the ground, that should be telling you that it's cold. So when you buy a holiday plant, a couple things you need to know. First thing, never, ever select holiday plants that are near a door that opens automatically when you walk in or out of the building. Because every time the door opens, there's a draft, a cold draft that hits those plants, and that's not a good thing. The other thing is that plant has got to be wrapped. So when you go to the checkout counter, make sure that it's totally covered, not just around it, but on top of the plant. Now, if it's really cold, what I'd like you to do is this. Pay for your plants, and while the people are wrapping them, go outside, start the car, put the heat on full blast, give it a chance to run for a couple of minutes, and that will warm it up really good. And then you can quickly go back in the snow. Pull up by the front door and have one of the kids run in the store, and they'll bring your plants, put it on the back seat, and then go straight home. What you have to realize is this is a tropical type plant, and say you cover it really well, you preheat the car, you put it in the back seat, and you say, oh, I got to stop and get some milk. So you stop at the store, and next thing you know, you meet Sally. You start talking with Sally. 20 minutes goes by. You put your groceries in the car, and now this plant has been chilled. And it will look okay when you get home, but a day or two or three later, the leaves start to fall one by one. The end result is they've been chilled, they'll never recover, and slowly they'll fall. So when you buy your plant, make it the last stop of all of your errands. Pick up the groceries, you know, get your tree, get your greens, and then put the plant in the car and then go straight home. And the plant goes in. Now, one of the things you have to remember with the poinsettia does not like wet feet. And if you're getting a poinsettia wrapped with foil around the container, or they're in those decorated polyethylene sleeves, or maybe in a tin container or a wicker basket with a plastic liner, make sure that when you water, that the plant does not sit in a puddle of water, because that's a very, very good way to destroy the plant quickly. It does not like wet feet. So if they're in a container or in the foil, remove the foil or the container, put the plant in a sink, give it a good drink, and then allow it to drain, and then put it back in your container or in your foil, and then they'll be okay. But they do not like wet feet. Now, biggest rumor about poinsettias. Oh, they're poisonous. You eat it, you're going to die. Well, that's not the truth. Poinsettia is like a lot of plants. It is slightly toxic, but the only way that it could hurt you is if you ate your body's weight in foliage and in stems or flowers. So if you've got a cat and the cat takes a bite here and there in the plant, it's not going to hurt the cat, because the white sap that will come out of the leaf when the cat bites it is like a latex. It's very, very sticky. It's very, very bitter. And when that cat takes a bite, he's not going to like the taste and he'll leave it alone. And if you have toddlers or dogs in the house, and they eat a leaf or a bud or something, it's not going to hurt them. So don't panic. It's a rumor. I don't know how it got started, but you would need to eat your body weight in plants. So this is a plant that you want to enjoy. Put them up in the house. They do not like drafts. So keep them away from windows that have a draft to them. Keep them away from, if you have a hallway, and you say, oh, I want to decorate the hall so it looks nice, but that's the door that the kids open and close all day long, that's not the place for a poinsettia. That would be a good place for a cyclamen or a kalanchoe. Both of those plants will tolerate a drafty situation, a cooler situation. But a plant like a kalanchoe and a cyclamen, they like it cooler. They'll take it at even 45 degrees and they'll do good. 50, they'll do better. But if the door is opening and closing and you have poinsettias there, that is not a good place for them. So reposition them. The other place is that you do not want to put any type of plant is on top of the TV. If you have the older models that are consoles, not the flat screens, but the ones that you can actually put something on top of that TV, there's heat coming out from that television, and that could create a problem in the long run. So keep it away from drafts, keep it away from heat sources, and you should be okay. If you have forced hot air heat, try and keep any type of a plant away from a direct blast from the vent, and that will prevent the plant from losing moisture quickly. You have to think of a plant similar to you, the way that it grows. Underneath the leaves are pores, just like we have pores on our skin. And when the forced hot air vent turns on and blows the heat in the house, it blows dry air at that plant. Now, the pores are all open, and around the pores, there's a little bit of moisture to keep the plant balanced. As the hot air hits that moisture, that humidity, it dries it out. And as it dries out, the plant will pull moisture out of the soil, bring it up the stem into the leaves to replace that missing humidity around the foliage. And if this happens all day long, the plant dries out very, very quickly. So keep it away from any type of venting system where heat. Do not put it on top of a coal stove, and try and keep it at least 6-7 feet away from a wood stove or a fireplace or any type of heating system. They'll do a lot better. And if you're going to be using greens, you know, you see these beautiful postcards, you see beautiful pictures this time of the year with a fireplace, you know, big, big flame, beautiful logs, and you see it all decorated with greens. Well, if you do it once or twice during the holiday, that's okay. But every night, those greens are going to dry very, very quickly. And one thing that you should do is, if you want to do this and if you have to have real greens, use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And what that will do is it will seal the pores, preventing or at least slowing down moisture loss. And when you have the heat of a fireplace, it's going to be difficult. So you may, if you're planning to have a party or two, you may want to have a couple pieces of extra green so that you can change them between parties. 800-259-9231.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you plant the new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel, I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, did you get any snow?
We got a dusting of snow here. That's about it. We haven't gotten our big snow yet. Yep.
Well, I mean, this has just been the craziest week. How can it be 72 in the 60s and then 2 days later you're getting 6 inches of beautiful, I mean, it's gorgeous outside.
Yeah.
It's still dark, but when I turn on the outside lights, it's absolutely gorgeous. But
Oh, yeah.
Hey, maybe this will put everybody into the holiday spirit, right?
There you go. It's time to decorate and get ready for Christmas, right?
Exactly. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have Barry online who's calling about a hydrangea.
I'm back.
Okay, as I said, first up we have Barry on the line this morning who's calling about a hydrangea.
Okay, Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How
good
can we
morning,
help you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself? Did you get a little snow there, Barry?
We did. We have about four or five inches.
And isn't that wonderful, huh?
It's beautiful. Paul, yesterday, a new neighbor from San Francisco cut down my beautiful blue 6-foot hydrangea to the ground, trying to be helpful. And I would like to know if there's anything I can do other than pray.
Well, what's going to happen is he's taking all of your growth off the plant. So, I mean, the plant is not dead, Barry. But what will happen is the hydrangea flowers on older wood.
Mm-hmm.
So in the spring, you'll have all kinds of new growth, but you're going to skip a year as far as having flowers, because the new growth that's going to come out is just going to try and replace the missing branches, the missing foliage that was there. So, you know, the plant isn't dead. He meant well, but he's not from this part of the country where we need to have older growth on these hydrangeas. So, you know, you'll have great leaves next year, but that will be about it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, Barry. I wish I had better news for you. But at least he didn't cut it, at least he didn't kill it. And hydrangeas are relatively remarkable. They will come back after a major beating. I mean, if you took any other plant, if you took a holly and you cut it right down to the ground, most likely it wouldn't come back. If you took forsythia or a quince or anything like that and you cut it to the ground like he did your hydrangea, I mean, it's pretty much gone. But this plant is resilient. It's going to come back, and it is, you know, it's just going to take a year for it to rebuild all of its energy and to come back for you. Okay? Now, this time of the year, a lot of things going on inside the house. Your heat is on now. You're not getting as much air movement. And when you have stagnant air, which is what's happening around your plant because the windows are all closed, at least they are now, not earlier in the week, you tend to have a tendency to have more insects. So check your plants on a regular basis and be aware of the possibility of insects on your plants. Now, places that you'll find insects first will be on the very tips of the branches. And that would be things like aphids or mealybug whitefly. The other thing that you want to check for on a regular basis is the appearance of what looks to be like dust on the foliage. Tends to even look like a little bit like it's sandy, but very, very fine sandy and dust. That could be the beginning of an insect called spider mite or red spider. And with something like that, you know, regular cleaning is going to help a great deal. So maybe what you should do is every couple of weeks, if you start to see that there's dust building up on your leaves, be a good idea, take a soft cloth with some mild soapy water, wash the leaves. You know, if you dust the coffee table, you know, you're amazed at how much dust will build up on a coffee table or your countertops. The same thing is building up on the leaves of your tropical plants. Give them good cleaning. Doesn't have to be every week, but every now and then, wash those leaves. The light will work better, the plant will grow better, and you'll have less insect problems. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrott Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Christmas season is just around the corner, and that means it's time for a Christmas tree. Order your tree from FreshChristmasTree.com, and it will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Unlike other Christmas tree stores, these trees are raised on a family farm and fresh cut prior to shipping. From fragrant firs to hardy spruce, you can find the perfect Christmas tree at FreshChristmasTree.com. It will deliver anywhere. Make sure you check out their other Christmas products, including Adopt a Tree program. You can watch your own Christmas tree grow for only $25 per year. Order your Christmas tree online at FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001. Place your order soon because they sold out last 3 years. Mention you heard this on the radio, and it will throw in a free Christmas tree ornament with every Christmas tree order. Visit FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001 today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give us a call, we'll work together to help you to have a great Christmas season. And things that you can do that will help you to have a longer and fresher cut Christmas tree in your house. And we've talked about drafts and things like that. The Christmas tree isn't going to be affected by drafts, but it is affected by heat. So, you know, a lot of people like to put it near a window, and usually right in front of the window is where the heat source is. So if you can close down that piece of baseboard, if that's what you have for a heating source, right near the tree. And usually what I do is I'll shut down that damper from the baseboard where the Christmas tree is. And then, I'll lay some magazines on end up against it, and that blocks it even more. Now, Christmas tree preservative is very, very important, and this new product called Vacation is absolutely fabulous. You mix your bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water. You put it in the tree stand, and you never add water again. It's a new technology. It's a microbe, and the tree will absorb it. The product is moved throughout the whole plant, and when it gets into the needles, it plugs up the pores, preventing moisture loss, and it will work for 3 weeks. Now, the original product, Vacation, was basically designed for when you go on vacation. So if you're going to go, let's say, to Florida for a couple of weeks, you water all of your plants with this Vacation. It plugs up all of the pores, and for 2 weeks, you don't have to worry about your plants drying out while you're gone. Well, they tested it on Christmas trees, and they found that it worked the same way. So this is something you may want to look for. It's not going to be available every place because it's a brand new product, mostly garden centers and nurseries, and they can get it for you if they don't have it. Just tell them you want Vacation. It's a great product, and again, more than one use. It's not just for the Christmas tree. It's for everything that you grow in your plants because it prevents moisture loss through the foliage. And it does a great job. The other thing that really, really will keep your Christmas tree fresh, 2 years ago, I was using the old-fashioned Christmas lights. You know, the light bulb that looks like the light that you have in your bathroom for a nightlight. The traditional, what is it, 3-volt, 3-amp, or whatever it is, bulbs, a little like 2-inch bulbs. And those bulbs get really, really hot. So every place where that bulb touches the end of the tree, it dries out the tip of that branch. Well, 2 years ago, I changed over to LED lights. The lights that we had were like 25 years old. It was time to get something new. I tried the LED lights with the same size bulb. And you touch those lights and there is no heat at all. And we found a tremendous difference right off the bat in the Christmas tree not drying out. It's incredible. And when we have family members on, there's little kids in the house, if they touch the bulb, they're not going to get burnt because they do get hot if they run for several hours. And a lot of Christmas trees are on for several hours. So look for the LEDs. They're beautiful and their colors seem to be more vibrant, especially the blues. The blues are really, really vibrant and they look gorgeous. Now, if you receive potted plants for the holidays that are traditionally an outside plant, then you have to say to yourself, if I keep this plant in my house for 2 weeks or more, that plant is now adapting to your house temperature. It's not a plant that was dormant anymore. So if you're going to a nursery and you buy a nice holly plant and you give it to a friend or a family member for the holidays as a gift, they need to keep that plant in the house for the rest of the winter. Put it in a north-facing window, just good light, in a cool, cool room. And what's going to happen is it will break out of dormancy, which it probably has already started. And it will start to make some new growth during January. And it will be a beautiful indoor plant. And the same thing with the little miniature Christmas trees. If they're bringing in the Alberta spruce, very, very conical, a nice evergreen. You know, you see a lot of them in gardens. Once you bring that in the house, if it's a The temperatures have changed, and it's going to break dormancy, and it's going to start to grow. So just be aware of it. And, you know, if you are giving plenty to give a plant like this to a friend or a family member for the holidays, it may not be the best thing. If you'd be better off with a poinsettia, a Kalanchoe, you know, cyclamen, there's all kinds of different plants, a beautiful orchid plant that they can keep in the house without having a problem. And I think that would probably be the best thing for you to do is, you know, use a plant like that. So, now, if you're going to be taking care of these plants, it's always good to give directions with the plant. And most of the nurseries and garden centers that sell these plants will have a little care card that goes along with it. And you can give them the care card that will tell them, you know, what temperature it needs, how much water you need to add to it, and how often does it have to be fertilized, how much sunlight does it take, and things like that. And that will help a great deal also. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can go to my website, which is paulparent.com. At the bottom of the front page, when the front page comes up, very bottom, it says sign up for the email newsletter. It's something that comes to you every single Thursday. This week, we have a story about the history and the legend of the Christmas tree. We have a story there on the amaryllis. What do you do when you get the amaryllis bulb? How do you take care of it? And what do you do with it after it finishes flowering so that it will rebloom for you next season? All kinds of great articles. We're having an awful lot of fun with it. It's free. And when it comes, take a look at it. If there's something that interests you, then you can read it. If not, then you can just let it go by. There's a story on holly. How holly got started, how to use it in the house, some folklore and legends about cut holly, which can make it an awful lot of fun. And there's a recipe for peanut brittle to make it in your microwave. So all kinds of great things. There's a trivia contest in there and fun articles that I'm sure that you will like. So go to www.paulparent.com. And that will help you a great deal, give you a lot of information. Last week, we were talking with the people from Close to Infinity. They're the people that have developed the macroscope. And the macroscope is a great tool. If you have people, family members that don't go outside a lot during the winter or even all year, and they like the birds, with the macroscope, they can sit right in the house, look at it, and watch the birds feed right from the house. And if you'd like to get some more information, go to their website, closetoinfinity.com, or you can give them a call at 907-345-3259, and they can get you one for the holiday. It's a great tool. I've had an awful lot of fun. I take it wherever we go and we travel. I've taken it to see the Red Sox. I've taken it to see a play, and it's a great, fun gift for many, many uses. Now, the phone number here, 800-259-9231. You give us a call. We'll work together, and we'll try and help you to prepare for the holiday season. Now, mistletoe. This is something that everybody has an awful lot of fun. Now, there are two different types of mistletoe available out there. You can buy the real mistletoe with real leaves and real berries. They're kind of leathery looking leaves, kind of a green, medium to dark green. And, you know, the legends and the fun with mistletoe. Well, they also have a mistletoe that's real leaves, but artificial berries, and the berries are plastic. The reason for that one is if you have children, little children, the berry of the mistletoe is poisonous. And if you have it hung and it dries and the berries fall on the floor and you've got toddlers, they could pick up the berry and eat it. And we don't want to have any accidents during the holidays. So if you want to have mistletoe in your house and have all the fun that surrounds the mistletoe with kissing and everything else at a holiday, that's great. But make sure if you have little kids that you buy the mistletoe that has plastic berries on it. That way you don't have to worry about it. And also on that particular one, the leaves have been put in a preservative. They're a little bit different in color because it's been preserved. And because it's been preserved, the leaves will not fall on the ground, keeping everybody very, very safe. Okay? But there's an awful lot of fun with it. There's a lot of things that you can do. But just be aware, the poinsettia is not poisonous. The mistletoe is if you eat the berries. Okay? So just be aware of it, and that way that will keep you nice and safe. Now, have you ever tried a living Christmas tree in the house? And if that is something that you want to attempt, this is what you need to do. A balled and burlap or a containerized Christmas tree for in the house is a great idea because this is a tree that you can plant in your yard next year and create a privacy screen, a noise barrier to block off the noise and the car traffic, maybe at one end of your property, a barrier to hide a neighbor who has boats and all kinds of stuff in the backyard that you don't want to look at. If you want to have a balled and burlap or containerized tree, it can only stay in the house 7 to 10 days. That's it. Again, you don't want to keep it longer than that because the tree will think that it's spring and it will wake up and the buds will swell and it will start to grow. And when you put it outside, you could lose it. So we'll tell you about what to do with a ball and burlap tree. We'll also tell you what to do if you want a live plant that looks like a tree for an apartment or for somebody that doesn't want to have a big tree, but they like a fresh plant. This is the Norfolk Island Pine, and we'll talk about that. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com, code PARENT.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you can use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It looks like a Courier and Ives card if you live in New England this morning. That quick-moving snowstorm, luckily it was quick-moving. Where I live in southern Maine in Kennebunk, we got 5 or 6 inches. It really looks pretty out there, though. This will help to get everybody in the Christmas spirit. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Janet on the line who's looking for a recommendation on a plant.
Okay, Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I would like to know, each fall I have to move all my plants from my living room because it's on the north side to the sunny other side of the house, like in another room. Can you recommend some plants like low light that don't need a lot of light that I could keep in my living room that doesn't get hardly any sun?
Sure. Is there, I mean, are there windows in there?
Yeah, but the sun might come in just for like a half an hour in the morning and way late in the afternoon, like around 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Very
okay.
little.
Well,
but a lot of windows.
But no sunlight coming through.
Not really, no.
Okay. One of the plants that will do really well is a plant. does really, really well is called spathiphyllum. And if you're familiar with the plant, it has a little white flower that resembles the palm of your hand. And think of the Queen of England, how she holds her hand and she waves it. In a low light area, the spathiphyllum is not going to give you the flowers, but it has beautiful foliage, nice green and healthy, and it will do very, very good in that type of a low light type growing condition. The plant will grow depending on a variety. Some are small leaf varieties that could be in like a 6 or an 8 inch pot. And then there are varieties that would be in a 10 or a 12 inch type container. And they'll do very well in a place like that. There is a plant called cast iron. Great big leaves, kind of oval in shape, and they'll grow in almost darkness. There's the snake plant or very tall, long pointed leaves, relatively thick and stiff. You'll see them in nightclubs and bars and things like that, called the snake plant. And there's one that has a golden yellow edge on it, and one that is a straight green. And that one will do very well also. But if you go to your local garden center, especially if it has a greenhouse attached to it, and they sell tropical plants all year, they'll do good. One of my favorites is called Aglaonemia, A-G-L-O-N-E-M-I-A, Aglaonemia. And it's called Silver Queen or Silver King. And the leaves on this one, this plant will grow about 2 to 3 feet tall. The leaves themselves are about, maybe 18 inches in length and about 6 to 8 inches wide. Grows in a nice clump. And it'll have silver and greens and kind of cream-colored flecks on it. But that's another good plant. So Aglaonemia, Silver King or Silver Queen, cast iron plant, spathiphyllum, and also that snake plant. So those are a few right there. And if you're looking for something that's going to be small, pothos looks like, hot leaf similar to the philodendron. And that's a plant that will tolerate low amounts of light and do very, very well for you. Janet, thank you for the phone call. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.